You're listening to episode 23 of the National Centre for Writing podcast with me, Simon Jones. Every week we talk about the writing life and discover exciting new projects. It's Wednesday, 28th of November 2018, here at Dragon Hall in Norwich. This week we have an interview with author Winnie M. Lee, writer of the novel Dark Chapter, which was described by The Guardian as a defiant retelling of personal trauma. Asking the questions this week is Elspeth Latimer, a UEA postgraduate researcher in crime fiction. We had the good fortune of working with Elspeth earlier in the year on the Noirage Crime Writing Festival, thanks to her role being made possible by CHASE, aka the Consortium of the Humanities and Arts, South East England. Please note that this episode discusses assault, which some listeners may find distressing.
Morning, Winnie. For this interview, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about the particular techniques you used to create your compelling debut, Dark Chapter. In the novel, the story is told by both Vivian and Johnny, and you alternate and interweave the two voices. Was that idea there from the beginning to give a voice to a survivor of rape as well as to the rapist? Or did the idea of a dual narrative develop over time?
Well, it's actually both. I mean, so the idea for having a dual narrative interweaving the story of the survivor and the perpetrator from the beginning, from before they meet, from childhood leading up to the crime and afterwards, that interweaving had always been the crux of the novel as I was thinking about it. But it also developed over time because I came up with the concept probably just a few weeks after my own assault in 2008, but I didn't start writing the novel until 2013, because I obviously needed about, 5 years or so to recover from the rape myself. So, so over time I'd been thinking about it, but it was always essential that I was going to weave in the perpetrator's perspective, because we don't normally see that interwoven with the victim's perspective in any kind of novel, really.
And how did you go about writing the different sections? Did you have days when you focused on Vivian's narrative and other days when you wrote in Johnny's voice?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, and the thing is, obviously, the voices are written in very different ways. There's a completely different vocabulary that Johnny uses, and Vivian, she's more educated, so she's going to be more literary in her use of language. So it was kind of fun in some ways because I could basically switch languages if I wanted. And essentially, I wouldn't ever write to both characters on one day. Like one day I might write Vivian and the next day I might write Johnny. And that was to kind of keep it more interesting for me as the writing process went on. And also, I felt like that was the necessary to really understand what the book is supposed to be about, the fact that there's two perspectives. So if I kept on writing, Vivian ongoing for weeks and weeks, then I wouldn't actually be doing Johnny justice. So so it was about really balance, and that's what, so much of the novel is about, trying to present a balanced portrayal of a crime. Mm.
As you mentioned, the two voices are very different, reflecting the two characters and their backgrounds and their very different views and attitudes. Were there challenges in creating and maintaining these two distinct voices, technical challenges, as well as emotional challenges of seeing from the two perspectives?
Definitely both. I mean, technically, Johnny was more challenging because he's an Irish traveller, he's a teenager who hasn't had much formal education, so there was a lot of slang. There's some traveler words, there's some Irish teenage slang words there as well, or Irish slang words, which I obviously don't use in my everyday life as Winnie Lee, right? So technically it was about trying to absorb that vocabulary and, going to Ireland or watching videos or just listening to different, bits of vocabulary I could pick up. And also trying to develop a different rhythm of his style of speaking. So that was technically more challenging. Emotionally, obviously, Vivian was more challenging in some ways because I was basically, when I was writing her sections, especially after the rape, I was essentially just revisiting the worst episodes of my own life. So I would write Vivian sections when she was at her darkest moments. And a lot of times I would actually just cry after that, right? Because it was reminding me like, oh yeah, my life was actually that bad once. But then I could always go back to writing Johnny, who's in a very different point emotionally in that narrative. And so that, again, that helped to balance it out in terms of the difficulties of the writing.
Talking more generally now, do you think that each and every novel develops its own set of rules, its own sort of methodology for how it needs to be written?
Ooh, that's quite an abstract question. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I know some authors that start out before they start the writing process, or the essential first step is like, this is the manifesto, these are the rules. I didn't really, for me, because it was so organic, the whole process of even coming up with the concept of the novel, you know, recovering in my own life from the trauma and then deciding as out a point to write it. I can't say there was a specific set of rules, but I did always know you weren't ever going to see anything outside of those two perspectives. It was only ever going to be Johnny or Vivian. So when I started thinking more about the crime fiction genre, I was like, well, I have to do all this research into like police procedurals and what are the actual technicalities of what happens. And then I was like, actually, I don't, because you only ever see it from Vivian's perspective or Johnny's perspective. You never see it from a police officer's perspective. So all those other bits of like the technicalities of a police procedure, I'm like, you're not going to see that anyway. So really just, you know, the perspective resides in the emotions and the viewpoint of those two characters at any given point in the narrative and where they are emotionally. So that was the most important rule. And it was also to kind of just give equal credence to both of those perspectives. Obviously, you know, as readers, we're maybe more inclined to sympathize with Vivian because she's the victim of an awful crime, but one of the reasons I wrote the novel is I wanted to try to get an insight into the human experience behind why somebody would commit a violent rape, especially at such a young age of being a 15-year-old perpetrator. So it was very much about just like finding the humanity of those two characters and rooting the entire narrative in those two characters' humanity.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to Winnie for squeezing us into the packed Noirage weekend schedule. If you've been affected by the issues discussed in this episode, information and assistance can be found at samaritans.org or by calling the Samaritans on 116 123. To make sure you're always the first to know about upcoming writer opportunities and events, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Writers Centre, like us on our Facebook page, and sign up to our newsletter at nationalcentreforwriting.org.uk. Thanks again, keep on writing, and I'll catch you on the next episode.